I am just so excited to be here looking at your faces. Excited ba kayo ngayong hapon na to? Yes! Iba sa inyo, kagabi pa, hindi pa kayo makatulog. Iba sa inyo, nakita ko, nakapila na kanina pa. But anyway, the topic that we're going to discuss this afternoon needs no further introduction. Alam ko naman, pinagandaan nyo to. Okay, at nag-invite kayo. And that's great. How many of you here, you invited your friends? Okay, yung classmate mo. Okay. Kung ikaw yung in-invite, hindi ka nagkamali sa pinuntahan mo sa lugar na to. Maniwala ka sa akin. And believe me, next week, you're gonna be so in love in this place. Next week, hindi mo na kailangan magpa-invite. Ikaw mismo mag-i-invite pa ng kaibigan, classmate mo. Alright, we're still in a series entitled Love, Sex, Dating, and God. And we're gonna for the next 4 weeks, and that started last week, we're going to talk about these issues. Itong mga topic ito na I believe every young people are thinking, especially at this month na February. Because sabi nila, February is the love month. Okay, so I'm just excited. Huwag na natin patagalin to. Okay, but before that, let me welcome. Okay, if you are joining us for the first time, we want to welcome you. Let me just remind you again, this is a church. Okay, hindi cool to yung pinasukan nyo ngayong hapon na to. Kung naiisip nyo, bakit may mga laser-laser dito? Bakit may parang may beer jar? Beer jar ba tawag dito? Beer bone? Ha? Ba't alam nyo? Hindi ko nga alam eh. Okay, kung... Well, this is a church, alright? We worship Jesus Christ in this place. There's only one superstar in this place and that is Jesus Christ. We read and obey the Bible. Okay, we follow every single word in this book. And at the same time, we want to make a difference. We're sick and tired in how the world dictates how you should live this life. We want to obey and follow God and make a difference in this life. You want that? Okay, listen for the next 40 minutes and your life will never be the same. Amen? Join me in prayer as we discuss the word for this afternoon. Bow your heads, close your eyes. Lord, we are coming to you this afternoon asking you, once again, to reveal yourself to us in a powerful way. Lord, I pray as we talk about sex, God, take away any misunderstanding or wrong ideas about it. Lord, I pray you make it clear to us so that we can fully worship you and serve you, God. And we know, God, that it is possible that in this media, sexually bombarded environment, thank you, God, that we can honor you, God, because of you, Jesus Christ, who died for our sins and gave us the way to serve you and honor you, God. Lord, more of you, less of us, God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Excited na ako. Teka, bubelo muna ako. Last week, pinag-usapan natin yung word na love. And we discussed last week that the quality of love that you can give is dependent on what kind of person you are. Tama? Kung gusto mo ng quality na PC, you go to Mac. When you want quality cell phone, you go to Mac pa rin, because iPhone. You want quality watches, you go to Rolex. You want quality gowns or mga damit, you go to Raoul Laurel or you go to Monique Livelier. If you want quality, ano pa ba? Quality shoes, you go to Nike for the men. Right? Now, if you want the kind of love that's gonna last forever, you go to God. Because you get it from God. And that kind of love, and every man who will try to offer love to a certain girl, dapat yung love na yun nanggagaling kay God. Kasi yun yung lang yung quality na love na pwede niyang i-offer. Hindi pwedeng kinukuha kay Bruno Mars, hindi pwedeng kinukuha kay Nicki Minaj, hindi pwedeng kinukuha kay Beyonce. The kind of love that we can offer, and we should offer, is of noble love. That is from God. And if you are a lady in this house, you only deserve what's best. And that kind of love must come from God. Having said everything of those, okay, last week, we're going to continue our series. And we're going to talk about the word sex. And somebody said, okay, don't talk sex in the church. Listen, I'd rather talk about sex in this setting rather than you guys hear it outside. All right, I'd rather hear it. I'd rather you guys hear it straight from the Word of God rather than just hear it from someone else's tweet on the internet. Because you have to understand, God is not against sex. God created sex, and He wants you to enjoy it. And later on, you will understand why God wants you to enjoy it. And while preparing for this message, I posted 3 days ago in a Friday, we posted in our Friday Night Youth page. If you are new here, we have a Friday Night Youth page at Facebook. You can like us there so that you can follow on our updates regularly in this church. And 3 days ago, we posted this question, and sabi natin doon, bakit mo ginagawa ang ginagawa mo ngayon? Why are you doing the things that you're doing today? And I think we managed to have, 66 comments? Okay, and sabi namin doon, okay, if you have the most creative answer, you may win, you know, a very special prize. Since it's Valentine's, so we want to give some prizes. So, gusto niyo na ba ng dinner date for two? Or for three? Or for four? We can do that. Okay, movies. Okay, palabas na yata yung Davao. Hindi pa ba? Okay, anyway. So ito yung, nag-come up kami ng five top creative question answer, and you will be the one to judge kung talagang creative yung answer nila. Okay ba yun? So next time, mag-participate kayo. Malay nyo, sumikat kayo. Okay? Malalagay namin yung pangalan nyo at saka face nyo dyan. Alright? Una-una. First comment. Sabi ni Jackie De Villa, I'm waiting for the right man because I want to please God. Hindi ba baliktad? I'm waiting, ano? I want to please God. That's why I'm waiting for the right man. Dela ka lang. Jackie, nasaan ka man? Nandiyan ka lang. Okay. Creative ba? Next. Bumabangon ako para gumawa na ika-impress ni God at ikababanas ni Satan. Religious? Ikaw na, Kelsey. Ang sinyan si Kelsey? Chelsea, ikaw ba yan? Ah, hindi ka ba. Ikaw na. Okay, next. Pinagpipray lahat ng nag-comment dito para manalo sila ng prize at masayahan sila. Wow, noble. Okay, wow, selfless ah. Next. I'm working right now habang di ko pakilala ang wife-to-be para makaipon ng pangpakasal. Para pag nakilala ko na siya, alam na. Bakit? Sasagutin ka ba niya? Yun ang tanong. Ipon ka ng ipon, hindi ka naman nasagot din. Isa yung lang ipon mo. Okay, next. Johari. Sabi niya, nagpapapogi at nagpapa-excellent. Para pagdating ni God's best, sino si God's best? Hindi niya ako itatanggihan. Diretso altar na in Jesus' name. I think ito si Johari. Tadi ko nga, Johari. Ayoko nga. Ayoko lang. Pogi ba? Pogi. Pogi, pogi. Excellent. Sino sa akin pogi si Johari? In Jesus' name. Hindi lang lang. Sabi niya in Jesus' name eh. Wow. Now, labasan niya lahat, di ba? Okay, sino sa tingin niyo may pinaka-creative? Sige, labas natin ha. Okay, palakpakan. Palakpakan. Para, labas natin yung unang-una. Palakpakan. Ah, mahina. Pangalawa. Well, maraming pala to ha. Teka. Yung prices, tsokolate lang yan. Hindi kayo masisharean lahat ni Kelsey, ha? Pangatlo. Parang inaaway niyo naman si Camille. Yung huli, pang-apat. Ah, hindi pala, pang-apat. Ito yung ano. Nag-hip. Ay, pang-lima. Ito ang lima. Yan. Ano yung mas malakas? Yung pangalawa o yung pang-lima? Ulit. Yung pangalawa. Labas yung pangalawa. Yung panglima. Oh, sige. Doon na sa pangalawa. Panglima. Dito na nagpapalakpakan eh. Mamaya kunin nyo kay Pat yung prize. Kelsey, kung nasaan ka man, nandiyan ka rin. Okay. You can get your... Nandito ba si Kelsey? Wala? Oh, sorry. Wala. And then, ako lang. Kelsey, kung nakikinig ka sa podcast, you can get it from Pat. Okay? Tiyo ko nga, Pat. Okay, pakilala ka, Pat. Yan, si Pat. Okay? You can get your prize. The reason tinanong ko yan sa Facebook natin is because every actions that we commit, alright, there's a specific reason behind it. Let me give you an example. Kaya ka nagpapaganda kasi merong reason. Tama? Nagpapaganda ka kasi gusto mong maka-attract. Gusto mong mag-command ng respect. Gusto mong igalang ka. Tama? Kaya ka nagpapapogi. para magustuhan ka niya. Kaya ka nagpapafit para makapagsuot ka ng t-shirt na maliliit. Tama ba yun? Kaya ka nagtutoothbrush kasi alam mo, pupunta ka ng FNY mamayang hapon para hindi ka bad breath. Tama ba yun? Kaya ka naligo kaninang umaga kasi limang araw ka lang din naliligo kasi para mabango ka naman. Tama ba yun? Meron tayong mga reason ba't natin ginagawa yung mga bagay-bagay. Kaya tayo natutulog kasi para maaga ka magising para makapasok ka. Kaya ka sumasakay ng jeep kasi nandun yung crush mo, sumasakay din siya ng jeep. Eh kasi yung jeep, yung bahay mo, malapit lang. Pero instead na maglakad ka, sakay ka na lang ng jeep. Kasi yun yung reason mo para makita mo yung crush mo. Kaya ka nangungupit kasi magdodota ka. Di bali nang magdota. Di bali nang mangupit basta makapagdota. Tama ba yun? Kaya kang sisinungaling kasi feeling mo, yari ka. Feeling mo, mapapahamak ka. Pero hindi mo alam, pag nagsinungaling ka, lalo ka napapahamak. Because your soul are getting eaten up by that enemy. Kaya ka nag-a-attend ng FNY kasi you're hoping na magbago yung buhay mo or you're hoping yung nililigaw sa'yo ay makarinig ng word ni God para matauhan siya. Lahat ng ginagawa natin, merong reason. Whether we are aware or unaware of that, lahat ng ginagawa natin may kalakip na rason. And when somebody you approach and ask him, ano ba't mo ginagawa yung ginagawa mo? Pag sinabi niya, hindi ko alam or wala lang, huwag ka maniwala doon. Because all of us, whether we are unaware or unaware, lahat ng ginagawa, every action, there's a reason behind it. And you know, the reason I'm sharing this is because, you know, reason determines our action. Reason determines our action. Ibig sabihin, every action, there's a reason behind it. Inuulit ko lang sinasabi ko. Okay? And dahil inuulit ko lang sinasabi ko, let me go on with this. Okay? Nawala ako kasi may nakita ako dun eh. So anyway, I want some audience participation, okay? Because reason determines action. I want you to answer this if this is true or false. Okay? I'm going to show you a statement and I want you to answer this if this is true or false. Can we just go to that next slide? Yung the reason you are in trouble today is because of the stupid action that you committed yesterday. Okay, true or false? Taas ang kamay. Sino yung sabi ng true? Okay, sino yung sabi ng false? Thank you sa isa, dalawa. Okay. Sino yung sabi ng true? Sino yung sabi ng false? Huwag kayong mag-alala, hindi ito trick question, ha? Okay, hindi ko kayo palalabasin pag di nyo nakuha yung tamang sagot. Well, the reason you're in trouble today is because of the stupid action that you committed yesterday. Well, my answer is, it's true. Totoo yan. The reason you are messed up, the reason you are going through some tough times, the reason you are in trouble, the reason you're having a hard time today is because of the decision, the stupid action that you have committed yesterday. Relationally, physically, emotionally, financially, the reason you are in trouble today is because of the stupid action. But you know what? That statement is incomplete. You know why? Because I believe it's not just our stupid actions that led us to have a miserable life. It's because of our stupid reasons that led us to commit the stupid action. That's why we're having a difficult time today. You see, I don't believe in stupid actions. I only believe in stupid reasons. Because if you will settle the right reasoning, it will not lead you to do stupid actions. How many of you here, you want to have a great life, an awesome life, incredible life? Gusto niyo yan, di ba? Who doesn't want that? Well, if you want that, you need to stop committing stupid action. In order for you to stop committing stupid action, you need to have wise, intelligent, godly reasons. Tama? The reason I'm building all of this is because this reason, action, wise, intelligent, godly reason. The reason I'm building all of this is because this is very critical as we talk about sex. As we talk about sex. Because once a person committed, okay, engaged in a sexual act, meron siyang reason ba't niya ginagawa yun. And you see, you have to understand that sex is like a fire. Okay, parang ganito. Okay? It's like a fire. And fire, it's very beautiful if you put it in a fireplace. Tama? in a cold winter night, okay, and you put a fire in a fireplace, it's beautiful. Not to mention, it can give you a comfortable night. Tama? And you can play around it and you won't get hurt because there's a boundary lines. Fire should be placed within boundary lines. But if you take fire out of the fireplace and put it in your bedrooms, in your garage, in your kitchen, susunog yung bahay mo. You're gonna be in trouble, right? Fire in a fire range, yung sa mga lutuan, it can give you what? Convenience, right? Makakaluto ka and you will have a comfortable life. It's nice, right? But if you take fire out of the fire range and put it under your bed, you're gonna be in trouble. Right? Fire in a lighter like this, it's nice, it's beautiful, and it can light a candle that can light the whole room. Tama? But if you take fire out of the lighter, out of the candlelight, and put it inside your pocket, you're gonna be in trouble. Tama? Because fire should be within the boundary lines. Outside of it, it's dangerous. The same way with sex. You can enjoy sex. You can benefit from it. It's nice. It's beautiful. But if you take it out of the boundary lines, the context, the proper timing, the proper place, it will eat you alive. It will destroy you. It will destroy your future. You know, as a pastor, listen, I am for you. I want you to experience the best in this life. And for those of you parents, nataka kayo kung nakikinig sa podcast na to, ito bang pastor na to, ini-encourage mag-sex yung mga anak ko? Hindi po. I'm not encouraging them. Tapusin nyo muna tong podcast nito before you say anything. But listen, sex should be enjoyed in the right context. In the proper time, in the proper place. And according to the will and plan of God. And later on, discuss ko sa inyo kung paano siya may enjoy. Because alam ko na may iniisip natin eh. Okay, luma ng tugtugi na yung wag mong gawin niya, wag mong gawin niya, wag mong gusto mo rin naman gawin yun eh. Diba? So gawin, bigyan natin ng reason. Bakit nyo, bigyan ko kayo ng tamang reason para ma-enjoy niyo siya. Because I'm for you guys. I'm your pastor and I want you to enjoy it. And when you ask people, why do people commit sex in the first place? Ano ba yung reason nila? Diba kanina in-establish natin? Okay, every action that is committed, there's a specific reason behind it. Tama? And why do people commit sex? There must be a specific reason behind it. Tama? And I research, okay, for, ano, itong preaching na to, hindi ako masyadong nag-research ng mga image kasi pinag-type lang ako ng sex sa Google, eh medyo iba na yung lalabas. So hindi na lang ako nagpakita ng mga picture. Alright? Okay ba yun? Tama ba yun? Unlike sa mga ibang preaching natin, marami tayong picture dito, eh hindi tayo pwede magpakita ng picture. I research, hindi rin pwede video. Okay? Okay, narinig kita dyan. Gusto mo ba ang video? Hindi pwede. Okay. Ni-research ko. Akalain mo ni-research ko? Ano ba yung reasons? Ito yung top 8 reasons why people engage in a sexual act. Alam niyo yung unang reason? This in any order, random order. First reason, they commit sex because of what? For fun. It's not love. It's really for fun. I like you, you like me, let's do it together. Di ba gano'n naman talaga yan? Hello? Nagkasabihan ba kayo ng I love you before you do it? Hello? Second reason is, they do it for the thrill. Di ba? My hormones are raging, your hormones are raging, let's do it! Some people do it out of curiosity. Curious sila. Ano ba to? Paano ba to? Mating subukan nga. Matingnan nga. Research nga sa Google. Ah, kanto pala to. Ew. Curious ka. The next thing you know, you're being eaten alive. Or you wanna do it out for experience. Para matry mo lang. Para masabing cool ka lang. Experience. Or, you wanna do it because you are being pressured by your friends. Gawin mo na yan! Sige na! Ooh, bading ka naman pala. Hindi mo pala ginagawa eh. Hello, girl! It's the new century! Gawin mo na siya! Huwag ka magpakalola. Hello? Pipressure ka or out of ignorance. Parang pareho siya ng curiosity. Hindi ko alam kung paano yan. Sige nga, gusto bukan nga natin. Or out of, you know, building a stature. Kaya mo siya gustong gawin kasi para sikat ka. Ah, ganito ako, may boyfriend ako. Para may share ako sa locker room namin, mga kaibigan ko. Alam mo, ganito, 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 ganito. Tapos para may share ako sa tea party namin. Ah, alam mo, ganito, ganito. It's the best. Sikat ka ngayon, ay, galing. Or, you do it out of security. Gusto mo ma-secure yung relationship mo. So, let's do it para tayong dalawa na habang buhay. That's not true. That's a lie. Sex doesn't secure any relationship. If you are a lady here, and just you think, okay, your boy will, your man will stick with you because you've given to him, you slept with him, it will not secure your relationship. The reason with all these reasons, hindi siya valid reason for you to do it is because these are worldly reasons. These are culture-dictated reasons. These are media-bombarded reasons. This is not a wise, intelligent, godly reason to do and engage in a sexual act. You see, the problem with, you know, with fun and thrill, if you do it, right? If you do it out of fun and thrill, pagkatapos nyo lang gawin, wala na yung fun tsaka thrill. And the next thing you know, yung partner mo, nakakilala na ibang partner na magbibigay sa kanya ng fun and thrill. Bye-bye. Sino masaya ngayon? Walang masaya. And the problem with you doing it because of fun and thrill, it devalues the very essence of sex. It's like getting a jaguar, a multi-million jaguar, and use it for what? Panghakot ng kaning baboy. Binaboy mo yung jaguar. The same way, if you do it for fun and thrill, binaboy mo yung sex. You can't do it. If you do it out of experience and curiosity, listen, okay, after you do it, you see, curiosity and experience doesn't end. It always looks for more. Di ba pag na-feed yung curiosity mo, curious ka pa rin sa ibang bagay? Di ba pag na-feed yung experience mo, gusto mo pa rin ma-experience ibang bagay? It doesn't end. Tama? And when you do it out of experience and curiosity, for the experience and curiosity, you know what? That's not love. That is lust. Because the Bible says, lust looks for more. But if you do it out of pressure or ignorance, pag ginawa mo siya kasi na-pressure ka, listen, di ba you don't wanna be dictated by some people how you should live your life? Gusto mo ba? Pag gusto mo ba yung buhay mo, dinikta ng kaibigan mo? O matulog ka, kumain ka, tumawid ka dito. Tupi mo yung damit mo, mag-aral ka. Gusto mo ba yung diniktahan ka ng magulang mo, ng nanay mo, yung mga simpleng bagay? Hindi, di ba? Because you can live your life. If in simple things, you don't want to be dictated, why you want the world dictates you and how you should do it? Especially in a very sacred, special thing called sex. Bakit gusto mo magpadikta? Just because friends, your classmates are pressuring you, you have to do it? No! Don't be dictated by them. Or out of ignorance, the problem with ignorance, pagkatapos mong gawin yun, it's too late. Yeah, you learn... You learn some knowledge, but the regret's still the same. It remains, and it hurts you. You get what I'm saying here? Do you follow this? If you do it out of building a stature, para sikat ka lang, listen, that's a cheap way to build a stature. That's a cheap way. If you do it out of security, no, it will never secure you. Because, in fact, it will open for more insecurities. Pag ginawa niyo na, di mo, maselos ka lalo. Di mo, lalo ko may insecure. Why? Because you've given something that is valuable to you. And you don't want that. There must be a wise, intelligent, and godly reason why we should do and engage in a sexual act or sexual relationships. And unless you're ready for that, you have no right to engage in one. Alam niyo, sabi nila, you know, don't go to a prior night youth. Pare-parehas lang nasabihin niyan. Sex, pare-parehas lang. Alam ko lang sabihin niyan. Save all boring stuff. They're gonna say to you, don't do it. You're still young. You're a student. Listen, I'm not gonna say that to you. You deal it yourself between you and God. Because I believe sex is a very personal thing because it is something that God has placed in you. It's a desire that God placed in you. And you have questions, you go to God and deal it with God directly. But what I'm here, I'm just going to expose out from the Bible some reasons, some intelligent, wise, godly reasons. And once you engage in this reason, I believe we are on the way to experience the best kind of life that God wants us to have. Ano ba yung reason? Ano ba yung godly, intelligent reasons para we will not end up destroying ourselves? Let me give you some reasons. Okay? In fact, sabihin ko na sa inyo, okay? Okay, here are the three reasons how you can enjoy sex. Una, it is for procreation. Pangalawa, it is for exclusivity. Pangatlo, it is for spirituality. Sex is for procreation, exclusivity, and spirituality. Sex is, let me repeat that, is for procreation, exclusivity, and spirituality. Let me repeat that again. Sex is for procreation, exclusivity, and spirituality. Let me go on first to procreation. In Genesis 1:26-28 says here, then God says, let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness. Let them rule over the fish in the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. Verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Him, male and female, he created them. Now, kinate ni God, yung tao, si Adam at si Eve. Ito yung command sa kanan ni God. Verse 28. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground. When God created Adam and Eve, he commanded them to be fruitful and increase in number. Now, paano ka mag-i-increase ang number? Paano ka mag-i-increase ang number? Jack and Poy kayo? You'll do this act. Tama? You will have sex with each other. Yun yung ginawa ni Adam and Eve. The reason we're having a hard time hearing the word sex, you know why? Because the enemy perverted it. Because the media perverted it. Because the world perverted it. But if you look at the Bible, that's one of the very first command that God told Adam and Eve. Go, subdue the earth, fill the earth, and multiply. How they will do that? Siyempre, they will sleep. Tutulog sila, magkatabi sila. Doon yung gagawin nila. And listen, if you will commit sex in the future, it should be purposeful. Kailangan merong purpose. The reason God commanded Adam and Eve to sleep, to be in one bed, para ano? Para magparami. God commanded Adam and Eve to have sex so that mag-increase sila ng number and fill the earth. There's a purpose why they should do it. And once we think of sex, dapat meron ding purpose. If you're just gonna have sex so that, you know, you'll have fun, you'll have a great time, that's a wrong concept of sex. It should be purposeful. And if it's purposeful, listen, then it will become pleasurable. Because nothing beats the feeling of knowing that your life is under the purpose of God. Because pleasure follows purpose. Pag alam mo na may purpose yung ginagawa mo, yung pleasure sumusunod lang. Do you follow this? How does it apply to all of us? Guys, if you feel it, And you wanna do it? Tinanong mo yung sarili mo. Tanongin mo yung sarili mo. Ready ka ba na gawin to with a purpose in mind? Are you ready to have kids? And if you're not ready, don't do it. Gaya ng anong pinost ko sa Facebook, if you're not ready and you don't want to do it because of purpose, clothes on, pants up, hands off. Clothes on, pants up, hands off. Hindi ka pa ready to do it with purpose eh. Because when God created and commanded Adam and Eve to have sex, merong purpose yun. If you can't offer a ring, let's do this because I already placed a ring in your hand. Don't do it. Because the only way, the only time that sex can be purposeful if it's inside the marriage bed. Outside of it, that is destruction. Ladies, if some guy out there, gay, out there, and ask you, a douchebag out there, say, come on, let's do this, come on, let's do this. Tanangin mo yung sarili mo, are you ready to have a kid? Do you want to do this on purpose? Are you offering me a ring? If they can't offer you a ring, kaya lang nila offer sa'yo a shop, don't do it. Dinate ka lang sa Starbucks, pinakain ka lang ng cinnamon roll, tapos okay na. Girls, you deserve more than that. Ask for a ring. Marry me first so that we can do this in purpose. If he can't offer that, then he has no business hanging out with you. Do you follow this? Guys, mga lalaki, listen, kailangan meron kang ganito. Kung wala kang ganito, tago mo muna. Tago mo muna yung pagnanasa mo because that's not godly. It should have a purpose. Sex was commanded by God for procreation because it has purpose. If you're gonna engage in a sexual activity and there's no purpose behind it, that is dangerous. It's like putting fire outside the fireplace and placing it under your bed. It's gonna burn you and destroy you. Do you follow this? Eh, Pastor Dan, paano kung kissing-kissing lang? Necking-necking, petting-petting, kami ng dalawa sa madilim, hag-hag lang kami. Paano yun? Listen, how much of the promise of God do you want to happen in your life? Gusto mo lahat, di ba? And then how, that's the standard, how you should stay away from there. Procreation. There's a purpose. Kung wala lang purpose, kung parang sariling purpose lang, don't do it. Don't give in. Guys, respect. Respect yourself. Respect the women. Honor God. Because there's a purpose behind it. Next, exclusivity. In Genesis 2:24-25, it says here, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. Let's just pause for that. Okay, in this context, ito yung mga binabanggit pagkasal na. For this reason, a man will leave his wife, will leave his father and mother and be united with his wife, and they will become one flesh. When two individuals get married, okay, they exchanged vows and committed, you know, sex in their honeymoon, they will become one flesh. That's what the Bible says. Tama? And, you know, when a relationship is under the blessings of God or they committed sex under the blessing and the will of God, there is a public declaration of exclusivity. When somebody engaged in a sexual act, mayroong exclusivity na nangyayari. That's why in a marriage vows, okay, hindi ko alam kung nakatin na kayo ng marriage, sasabihin ng bride sa groom, I am exclusively yours and you are exclusively mine. Gusto nyo ba yun? Gusto nyo ba sabihin, ladies, gusto nyo ba sabihin ng groom nyo, you are exclusively mine, okay, and I am exclusively yours. Gusto nyo ba yun? Gusto nyo ba yun? We want that, right? And that's the thing. Because sex, okay, it's like bonding. It's like it bonds two individual. Okay, and when you engage in a sexual act, okay, it's like you are bonded together as one. You know, sabi nila, sabi ni isang famous host, nako, okay, paano yan? Nakakasawa naman kumain ng chicken. Pwede bang inihaw naman? Pwede bang inihaw na baka naman or inihaw na steak naman? You know what? Don't believe that. But if you will believe that, listen, kung gusto mo lang inihaw na baka, pagkatapos mo kainin yung inihaw na baka, iihawin ka rin sa impyerno after that. Do you follow this? Don't believe that lies. That is not lying. That is not biblical. That is not from God. And like what I said, you know, sex is like a bonding agent. It bonds two people together. And this is what happens. You know, this is a cool illustration that I witnessed when I was a student. And I used this in this service before. But I know majority of you are new here. Okay, I want to show this to you guys. It's like sex is like, you know, a bonding agent. When you engage sex with someone, you are bonding not just yourself to that person. You are bonding your soul with them. Because the two will become one. So this is what happened. When you engage in a sexual act with someone, it's like you're bonding yourself to that person. And after a while, hindi ka na masaya, alis ka na. Pagkatapos, may nakita ka mas cute, didikit ka, alis ka na. Pagkatapos, you see someone that's better, alis ka. Di ka na masaya, pumunta ka sa kabila. Sobrang dikit. Pero, siguro 2 years, 3 years, ginawa nyo na, nagsawa na kayo, alis ka na. 3 months, 1 month, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 1 week, 3 days, 5 hours. The problem with that is, dumikit ka ng dumikit, you engage yourself in a sexual act with different person, kapag dumating na yung God's best, the right one, you know what's gonna happen? Wala ka ng dikit. Kasi binigay mo na lahat eh. And the regret is there. Sad? Sad? That's what's been happening in this culture. And you don't want to be the next victim of that. There's a better way. There's a wise way. There's an intelligent way. There's a godly way to commit a sexual act. The reason there are breakups left and right, the reason they're broken family left and right, you know why? Because before they enter in that marriage, in that relationship, marami silang sinabitan. Marami silang dinidikitan. But what I'm saying is, okay, God still, you know, God of second chances, third chance, fourth chance, if you will come and repent. But before, kapag dumating sa sitwasyon na yun, you have to determine, you have to make a decision. Today, I'm gonna make it exclusive. I'm not gonna give myself to anyone else. I'm gonna wait for that right person. Because I want it so sticky and bonded na whatever troubles may come, hindi kami maghihiwalay. That is the complete picture of love and sex at its best. Contrary to, ayoko na, walay na kagad, ganun lang. You see, in verse 25, this is what happens when you do sex for exclusivity. It says here, the man and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame. Ladies, gentlemen, I want to submit this to you. If sex is exclusive, it is shameless. If sex is exclusive, it is shameless. Hindi siya nakakaya. Hindi mo kailangan magtago. Hindi mo kailangan magsinungaling. Hindi mo kailangan magpretend. Hindi mo kailangan ma-pressure. Why? Because God designed it. God wants you to have it, but in the proper time, in the proper place, in His own will and purpose. It is shameless. Kapag naramdaman mong nakakaya yung ginagawa mo, the chances are you're not doing it the way of God. Chances are you're not doing it according to the purpose of God. And if you are in a relationship and you feel shame about that, chances are God is against that relationship. Because your relationship should honor God. If sex is exclusive, it is shameless. If sex is exclusive, it will survive the test of time. That's how God created it. Last, spirituality. Sex is for spirituality. In 1 Corinthians 6:13, it says here, the body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. In this verse, Apostle Paul is saying that yung katawan daw natin, our body, is not for sexual immorality, meaning it is not designed to engage in a sexual activity with someone outside our marital partner. Anything that is done outside our marital partner, kung kayo, di pa kayo kasal, pero one day, you're gonna get married. Okay, faithfulness does not start when you are married. Faithfulness starts when you are single. You're being faithful to your future wife and husband. Tama? Gusto niyo ba yung future wife and husband niyo faithful din sa inyo ngayon? It should start with you. If you want that, you should be that kind of person. And the Bible is saying here, your body is not designed for that. You're not created for sexual immorality, but your body is for the Lord and the Lord for the body. Merong exclusivity. Yun yung sabi sa Bible. Because your body belongs to God, to the Lord, that includes your sexual desire. Your sexual desire. How many of you believe that God created you with a sexual desire? It's not a sin. That's how God created you. Kasi may purpose yan eh. Paano kung wala kang sexual desire? Paano kung paparami? Di mo magagawa yan, di ba? That's why God placed it in you. Iba sa inyo, natataka, ha, high school pa lang ako, hindi ko alam ng mga ginagawa ko. Ito lang, pakinggan mo. May purpose si God sa buhay mo. Gusto ka niyang magparami kasi yung genetic mo magiging world changer because you are a world changer. God wants to use you for advantage of His kingdom. So, kailangan magparami ka. That's why God placed that sexual desire in you. It is God-given. Pero it is for the Lord's purpose only. Hindi lang yan para sa'yo. For the Lord's purpose. According to His will and purpose. In verse 15, 16 says here, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ Himself? Shall I then take the members of Christ and unite them with a prostitute? Since God owns your body and your body is for God, that includes your sexual desire, the Bible is saying here, shall you take that body of yours and be united with a prostitute? You see, prostitute is not someone, you know, out there, a sex worker na binabayaran mo. Okay? A prostitute is someone that you sleep with. And regardless kung binayaran mo siya o hindi. Because when you engage in a sexual activity, okay, you're already prostituting yourself. Because prostituting is unfaithfulness. Kasi bilang tayong mahihit pag-prostitute, yun yung mga binabayaran. Hindi. Sleep with someone, kahit di yung binabayaran, that's already prostituting. Because that's unfaithfulness to your God, to your future wife, and to yourself. Sabi rito, will you unite yourself with a prostitute? Says here, never. Verse 16. Do you not know that he unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is written, the two will become one flesh. You see, when you engage yourself in a prostitution, or you sleep with someone that is not your lawfully partner, which is your wife or your husband, you are bonding yourself with that person. And you have to understand that sex is a spiritual act. Sex is like prayer and fasting. God commands us to pray. God commands us to fast. And God also commands us to have sex. Why? Because mayroong purpose yan. Sinira lang ng demonya, sinira lang ng kultura yan, sinira lang ng media, sinira lang ng Hollywood yan. But it's how high time to redeem the value of sex. And it should start with us. You see, when you engage in a sexual activity without minding the spiritual side of it, this is what happens. I'm going to show you a picture. Ito yung nangyayari if you sleep with someone. You see, when you have sex with someone, you're having sex with everyone that they had sex with. And with everyone they had sex with. And with everyone they had sex with. And everyone they have sex with. And everyone, and go on and go on and go on and go on and go on. Alam nyo kung anong implication ito? Bondage. You know, pag merong bondage, unfaithfulness. Pag merong unfaithfulness, broken relationship. Pag merong broken relationship, curse. Pag merong curse, may bondage, may broken relationship, may unfaithfulness. Paulit, ulit, ulit, ulit lang. I was a product of broken family. My mom and dad, they were never married when they had me. And I knew, if it's not gonna stop with me, it will just go on and go on and go on and go on. I don't know what's your situation in your family. But you see, sex is a spiritual thing. It's never a flesh or carnal thing. It is a spiritual thing. The next time you think of sex, it's something that should honor God. If you are in a relationship, it should honor God. And the best way to honor God is do it after you say, I do. Not I did. Do you follow this? What do I do in this sexually bombarded world? What do I need to do? Anong kailangan kong gawin? You know, let me close with this verse. In 1 Corinthians 6, 9-20 says here, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. Let's pause for a while. Alam mo ba yung katawan mo? It is for God. And God owns that. You are not your own. And the verse continues, says here, the reason you're not your own, you know why? In verse 20, you were bought at a price, therefore honor God with your body. Somebody paid for that body. For you to enjoy that life, that body of yours, somebody paid for that. You know who's that? That's Jesus. That's why our response is, we should honor God with our body. Honor God with our body. In this media, sexually saturated world, we need to honor God with our body. We need to honor God with our thoughts, with our minds, with our actions. Why? Because you were bought with a price. Listen, as I close this message, I want you to enjoy. But there's always a proper time, a proper place, according to the will and the purpose of God. Pero Pastor Dan, mahirap yan sinasabi mo eh. Ngayon pa lang, may relationship na ako. Ngayon pa lang, ganito na nangyayari. Mahirap yan eh. Listen, if you will read that verse again, in verse 20, you were bought with a price. You were bought with a price. Ibig sabihin, Jesus Christ paid for you. Ibig sabihin, the power that Jesus Christ received when He was raised from the dead is the same power that is at work in you so that you can overcome every temptation, every sexual act that is coming your way. You see, you can honor God with your body only through Jesus Christ. You can honor God with your body only through Jesus Christ. Because the power of God is resting upon you. Because the power of Jesus Christ is resting upon you. And whenever you face certain situation that you feel like you can't overcome, you can. You can honor God. Why? Because Jesus Christ bought you with a price.